At the end of the gospel, John speaks about this winnowing fork that is in the hand of Christ. I'll return to that fork in a minute. But now I want you to imagine a different kind of fork. I want you to imagine there's a table spread before us, piled high with food. But the people have these very long forks. And the only way that they can actually eat is if with these forks they feed one another. If they try to feed themselves, there's just no way they can get their fork to their mouth. And so this image that I'm wanting to convey to you is the following. God lays before us a banquet of love. But how we respond to that banquet has very much to do with, am I going to try to feed myself? Or at this banquet, am I going to be here to feed others? On this third Sunday of Advent, it's called Gaudete, which is a Latin word that means rejoice. So here we are at the midpoint of Advent. And on this day, the church says, God lays before us a banquet of love. And we are invited to respond to this banquet with the attitude of joy. The theme for our Sunday, Gaudete, comes from our reading from Philippians, where St. Paul says, and he emphasizes it by saying it twice, rejoice in the Lord. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all, for the Lord is here. Now the word gentleness, in another translation of that passage, has the word reasonableness. But I actually prefer the word gentleness because I think it captures more of what St. Paul is wanting us to understand. If you've heard my homilies, you'll know that I like to think about words. And when I was looking at this word gentleness, I discovered something that I didn't know before. When you look at the root of this word in the Greek language, the root word is the word icon. And from that, they build the word gentleness. So let's think about the word icon for a moment. What readily comes to our mind? Well, perhaps the desktop of our computer. And with our mouse, we click on an icon, and it opens up to us a part of our computer. Now, for us as Catholics, icon has another meaning. Icons are depictions in art of our Savior, of our Blessed Mother, and of all the saints. And just as those icons on our desktop allow us to access our computer, so too religious icons are ways to open up heaven to us, so that we can access, so to speak, the company of those who are in glory. Now, as we think about this a little bit more, I want to make the connection with the word gentleness. For you see, what I think this connection is the following. That people who are cultivating the quality of gentleness are also icons. By our very presence, our very lives, that we are to live in such a way that we allow people to draw near to God. So being an icon of gentleness is the theme of my homily this morning. Now, who epitomizes this more than anyone else? Mary, our Blessed Mother. She is an icon of gentleness. And remember what the angel Gabriel says to her. Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. So this is the beautiful connection. People who are close to Jesus will be people who are growing in gentleness. Think about this in relation to John the Baptist when he was in Elizabeth's womb. As Mary comes to Elizabeth's home, Jesus is very near. And what does John the Baptist do? He leaps with joy. And then, as we'll hear at the Christmas Eve Mass, the angels will say to the shepherds, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be to all the people. For to you is to be born this day a Savior. Rejoice in the Lord always, says St. Paul. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known, for the Lord is near. Do you get the connection? The quality of joy is what characterizes the lives of those who are near to Christ, and they embody this with gentleness. This theme is caught in our Old Testament lesson from Zephaniah. This is one of the most joyful prophetic passages in the whole of the Old Testament. And listen again to the connection between joy and the nearness of God. Sing aloud, O daughter Zion, shout, O Israel, rejoice and exult with your hearts, O daughter of Jerusalem. Listen to it. For the King of Israel, the Lord is in your midst. Now, this is the joy of God's people. But the next part of the passage speaks about the joy God himself experiences. The Lord your God is in your midst. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will renew his love. He will exult over you with loud singing as on a day of festival. Do you get the connection? God is joyful when he sees his people being gentle. At the very heart of today's gospel theme, of our scriptural theme, is the following. Joy is what we experience when we're close to Jesus. Unhappiness is what we experience when we are far from Jesus. So let's go back to the image I had at the beginning, the people with their forks. People who try to use those forks to feed themselves, they'll never be satisfied because they're self-centered. It's only those who use the fork to feed others who will be able to satisfy their appetite. So when John the Baptist says that Jesus has his winnowing fork in his hand, what's this referring to? Well, agriculturally, what happened at that time was when it came the opportunity to deal with the wheat at the harvest, that the farmer would take the winnowing fork and shake the wheat like this, and what would happen is all of the chaff that is without substance, the wind would blow it away. And the wheat that would be used to be made into flour would land at the farmer's feet. This is so important for us to recognize. For you see, in the judgment, what Jesus will in part judge us on is your life a life of substance or is it insubstantial? And we live lives of substance as we hear what St. John the Baptist says in today's gospel. Remember I mentioned the icon at the beginning. There's a particular kind of icon that's called a triptych. It has three panels. And all of the panels, although different, are brought together under a common theme. And what we have in today's gospel is a triptych of gentleness. What does a person's life look like when they're growing in joy-filled gentleness? And St. John the Baptist says three things. There's the crowds that come and say, in light of having responded to your call, what must we do? And John the Baptist says, those of you who have two coats, give one away. Those of you who have food, give to those who do not. What's the first image of our triptych? It's the quality of generosity. That people who are near to God, people who are gentle, are people who are generous. There's this beautiful verse in Proverbs 19:17 that focuses on this same idea of generosity. There we read, he who is kind to the poor lends to God. Isn't that a neat idea? That when we show kindness to the poor, we are actually lending to God. And then the verse goes on to say, the Lord will repay him for his deed. Well, what is the repayment that the generous receive? It is joy. It is that sense of having done something that not only helped a person, but actually gives joy to the heart of God. Now, it's interesting that St. Luke, in that passage, then goes on to say, even the tax collectors were coming. Now, this is not the Canadian Revenue Agency. The CRA is beautiful compared to these boys. Because you understand that first century tax collectors in Jerusalem and Judea, they were all crooks. They were looking to pad their own pockets. So that's why St. Luke puts even they were coming, because you wouldn't expect it. So what's the second triptych of gentleness? If the first is generosity, the second is honesty. So St. John says to them, collect no more than the amount prescribed for you. And it's interesting, this is only found in Luke's gospel. But it's Luke who later on will focus in on one tax collector in the 19th chapter. And what is so amazing about this is, remember, Jesus says to Zacchaeus up the sycamore tree, Zacchaeus, I need to come near to you today. I need to come and stay at your house. And what happens to Zacchaeus when he allows Jesus in, when he allows Jesus near? Zacchaeus is no longer a crook. He becomes a gentleman. For he says, behold, Lord, half of my goods I'll give to the poor, and if I've defrauded anyone of anything, I'll restore it fourfold. Ah, our picture's coming together. The triptych of generosity. The triptych of honesty. And what about these boys that are the soldiers? Again, this is not the Canadian Armed Forces, okay? These were Romans, but they were more like the mafia. They would go around with the tax collectors, and if people did not pay up what the tax collectors wanted, well, these dudes would go as far as breaking their legs and maybe even falsely accusing them so that they would end up being killed. These are not nice people. And so St. John says to them, live a life of justice. Do not extort money from anyone by threats or false accusation, and live simply. Be satisfied with your wages. Generosity, honesty, and justice. To live justly means to respect the dignity and value of every human being, and you want to treat them as such. And this is what the third Sunday of Advent says to us. If you want to be a person of substance, if you don't want to be like the chaff, but you want to be like what is left of the wheat, then be gentle. Be a man. Be a woman who is learning to be an icon, is learning to be an image that draws others closer to God. So as we move closer to the great celebration of Christmas, I want to invite you to consider, how are you relating to the banquet of the table of God's love? Are you trying to use that fork to feed yourself? Or are you using that fork to feed others? How is your life an icon of gentleness? How are you growing in generosity, honesty, and justice? And how and where would you like to grow in 2019? So I've had in our image and in our mind this morning the idea of a picture. I now want to show you a couple of pictures that are actually beautiful expressions of gentleness here at St. Peter's. As you'll see on the screen, yesterday I was privileged to bless all of those who came, between 80 and 100 people, to distribute our hampers to people in our community. And not only was the parish hall filled with hampers, but in room C, there were gifts upon gifts upon gifts. I thought I was in the North Pole. And as people went out, I heard from Deacon Stephen this morning the following story. One person who was delivering the hampers yesterday arrived at the home. They opened the door, and the woman who was there burst into tears because she didn't think that this would happen. Do you see what this is? This is gentleness. This is an expression of Jesus drawing near as you, the community of St. Peter's, did the following. Look at these statistics. You brought in 621 angel gifts. 123 of these gifts were family gifts. 174 were articles of clothing because we wanted to be able to give children something practical, but we sure wanted them to have something fun as well. And so there were also 174 gifts for children and 150 gift cards. In total, 104 adults and 183 children benefited from the generosity of you, the parishioners of St. Peter's. This is an expression of this parish being an icon, of being present in a way that says, we care. So rejoice, St. Peter's, because Jesus is here. Rejoice, St. Peter's, because we are called to be like the early morning light that says to a very dark world, the sun is rising, and he is almost here.